Oh, we resume Peleoids. We are holding by Ois Dalet, where we quoted from the time of Devaira about Dveikus BaHashem and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yud Gimel Midos. So we're on page 441. The learning today should be Eschus Yilin Nishmas Chaim Abadati Ben Peril. As well as discuss for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So he says now about the Vekas. He says, Va'ayda Amru Chazal, page 441. Kala Davik v'chachamim kilu Davik b'shechina. Someone is close to Chacha, Tamid Chachamim. It's like he's close to the Shechina that they represent. And therefore, if you want to get close to Hashem, one of the best ways to do it is to hang around Tamid Chachamim. Ugedayla Mizu, and even greater than this, Amru Kala Nena Misu'uda Shatam Chacham Sharei B'saicha. Anybody who benefits at a meal from which a Talmid Chacham is part of, it's as if you, from the radiance of the Shechina itself, that you see that even doing something as mundane as eating a meal connects a person to Avodas Hashem. You learn the idea of Gadol Shimusha Yaseh Milimuda, you see how he acts, you see how he is in public, and that leaves a bigger roisham on a person than just hearing a speech or hearing someone tell you a halacha. He says that doesn't necessarily apply to everybody who we call a Talmud Chacham today. He says learning Torah is not the ikkar. Close your ears. Learning Torah is not the ikkar. The ikkar is to maisa. Right? Is to keep the Torah. And so if you have someone who behaves terribly, as we'll see when we get to Derech Eretz and Dalet, but if you see somebody who learns Torah but does not have Derech Eretz, it's sour. It doesn't the learning of the Torah doesn't make up for the fact the guy doesn't have proper midos, and that's not a person that you should be hanging out near. And he gives three examples, although there's plenty. V'doeg, Achitofel, Yeravam, Doeg, and Achitofel were heads of the Sanhedrin. Achitofel was one of was David's Rebbe. You had Yeravam, who the Gemara talks about his ability to Darshan, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Hayu Chacham Gedolim, but v'nishdu min ha'olam hazeh min ha'olam haba. Yet they lost a chelek in this world and in the next world. Either Tamidei Chachamim, but their ma'isim were not reflective of what they learned. La'amru Chazal v'nasi va'amcha leisar. That don't curse a leader. It doesn't mean every type of leader. It means a leader who acts like a person, member of Klal Yisrael. So not every leader is a great person. That's really his point. And so, but if you identify someone who is a true gadol, you should hang out with that person, have meals with that person. You want to know who someone you should hang out is yeras chet more important to them than gaining wisdom than limud Torah. Yeras chet, making sure that they're appropriate, making sure that they don't make chilul Hashem, is that more appropriate? Is that more important to them than limud Torah? And if that is, that's someone that you should. That's a litmus test for shaman you should hang out about. And his actions go further than his chachma, meaning that his actions, it doesn't stop with limud ha-Torah. That's not the end all, be all, but rather it translates into proper action. Anybody who sits with him, I may say vima besudo, or who reclines with him to eat, piv pasach b'chachma, you'll see that his mouth is full of wisdom. V'taras chesed al hashanayin. Teachings of Chesed are on his tongue. The Chol Devar of Divrei Torah, all of his words are words of Torah, V'Derech Chaim, words of life. Teichachos Musar, with Teichacha and Musar to teach a person how to do better. V'afilusi Chasson Shal Tamid Echavetz V'Chat Talmud. And he says, even when you hear a small conversation, you hear what you would say is just, okay, a conversation that doesn't seem like there's of any importance, it doesn't seem like it has anything to do with learning, you should study it. That if you have a real Gadol B'Yisrael, then even when he has a simple conversation, there's what to learn from him. How he speaks, how he requests, how he shows respect for the other person. And even though he's talking about the weather, he's talking about a trip, but still look at the way that he communicates, and that in and of itself you can learn from. Or you learn something about Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. The Chol Devar L'Shem Shemayim, and all of his actions are only for a God. He behaves in a way that someone who's close to him will ultimately learn from his ways. V'yelech b'derech chayim, as a result, he'll go on a path of life, Aruch HaTzadikim, the path Yishmar, he'll guard the path of the Tzadikim, ba'azeh haziru chazal, and regarding this, Chazal cautioned us, va'amru, and they said, minu b'necha min ha'igayayim, to restrain your children from thinking about empty things, va'yishivim b'en birkei tamid echamim, and place them between the knees of tamid echamim, meaning, let them hang out in a base medrash, even if they're not learning, but let them see what learning is all about. Let them see the geshmak that people have in learning. Let them see how Adam Gadol acts, even if he's not interested, but that and he's not going to do it right now, but that'll make an impression on him down the road. The Tani Tana, the Tanoim taught in Avos, Yibes Chabes, Va'avad L'chamim. You should have your house should be a place where Chamim D'chamim meet. The heavy mischamim can get uran shel chachamim, and you should warm yourself by the fire of the chachamim. The heavy misavik b'afaragleim, sit at the dust of their feet. The heavy shoisa b'tzma estivrayim, and like you're thirsty and starved, you should digest the words of that come out of their mouths. So he ends off here. He says that v'yadua, it's well known shakach umnosa shel yetzahara, that this is the way the yetzahara acts. Yoshev tamid al yimino shel adam. He's always sitting on the left side, on the right side, rather. So I guess, you know, in the cartoons, when you have the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, so the Yetzer Hara apparently belongs on the right side, on the right shoulder. So he says like this, what is he doing? L'sitnai, to try to tempt you. U'l'archikoi mikol davar tov, to distance you from good things. V'chol shekei midavar zen, certainly to push you away from Devekas. So he says, she'adeya shehu yiyah be'oichrav, because he knows that that ultimately is going to cause you to not listen to him. Shari Amru, Chazal say, if you meet this manuvel, meaning if you meet the Yetzihara, which means you have a strong temptation to sin, Mashcheyu lebeis medrash, drag him into the beis medrash. Taira is the Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi Taira Taflin, right? The medicine for the Yetzihara is to learn Taira. And therefore, schlep him into the beis medrash. That'll remove that intense taiva that you are feeling. In Evan Huni Mayach, if he's like a stone, he'll dissolve. In Barzalu, if he's like iron, mispitzates, he'll shatter. Uksiv Yaroif Katama Lichi, my teaching should drip like rain. Shakamaisha Matanoikivas Evan, just like rain consistently dropping on a stone eventually cuts through it. Kaka Hilik Lebes Madrish Tamid, so too someone who constantly goes to learn, the Shamer Devre Tyran hears matters of Tyra, the Devre Moser, the Yeras Hashem, Haim Noikvim as Levo Evan, they will break through the heart of stone, the Ruach Nachai, and have a proper spirit, Yitzchadish Bekirba, renewed within them. The Lachin, and therefore, he says, this is the way the Yetzihara works. So it's good to know the way the Yetzihara works, because you can a lot of times self-diagnose what you're thinking and what thoughts are racing through your mind, and you can distinguish between a Yetzitav and a Yetzihara. He says, the Lachin, Oysa Yetzihara, Shem Pam Achas Yelch Beis Medrash, V'yeshev Shem Shosh Tayim. So the Yetzihara makes it. And you go to shul, or you go to a beis medrash, and you want to learn for an hour or two. So you want to go, you want to start daf yomi. So you get there, and you know what happens? Tei nafshei katza alav. You're bored stiff. It's a terrible experience, it's uncomfortable, you're bored, you're tuned out, you're not following. He makes it very difficult, very unenjoyable. And so you say, you know what, till now, I don't know, let's say, till now I was playing on my PS4, I was watching TV, watching Netflix. Now I went to the Beis Medrash, I had a terrible time, I want to just go back home. I enjoyed myself better when I was sitting on the couch. You're going to go back to the places where you were. You're going to sit and waste time on the corner, but you'd rather be anywhere but here in the Beis Medrash. The Yetzihara is going to see to it that you'll be able to stay doing those other things day and night without becoming tired or bored. So if you're into sports, there's no end to following sports. And you go and you sit by a chair and you're bored. So the Yetzirah will make sure that if you leave that chair to go follow sports, you're never going to become tired of it. You're going to go watch Netflix. You're never going to run out of things to watch. He's always going to make sure that you constantly have what to do in those other areas. You'll see that you're calmer and you're more relaxed, and you feel more successful when you're doing those things rather than when you're sitting in as I said, in a base medrash, learning, or in a shul davening. The Yetzirah makes you bored. And so when we recognize that, when we're sitting in shul, and you know they just started laning, and already you're on shpilkes, and you want to get out of there, so at least stop and recognize for a second that that's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah specifically is giving you the shpilkes. Why? Because he understands that this is where you belong. And so he wants to get you. You should go downstairs. You should go outside. You should do everything that you need to do, right? They always say when you sit down to learn, suddenly you remember two phone calls you have to make, or something that your wife asked you, or a quick email that you need to send out, all as soon as you sit down to learn. Because that's the Yetzer Hara. He's trying to stop you from doing what you should. You got to be Yisrael. And regarding this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries and he says, you didn't call out to me. You got tired and bored of me. But a man who is pure of a hasem masvei ayvar and meal enav and removes this blindfold from his eyes, yadaya yeda, he will know well shekedei liyos yehudi kosher, in order to be a proper yid ayved elikim who serves Hashem tzarech lachayves yitzrod. You have to push down the yetzer hara and not listen to him and not give in. And in order to accomplish this, you have to push the Yetzer Hara and take him to the Beis Medrash and continue to participate in whatever mitzvah, whatever Limud HaTorah it is. Even against your will, without any appreciation, in the end, it will become sweet and pleasant. So you go to a shir and you're bored. Again, let's talk about a shir on your level, not talking about a shir that it's in Yiddish and you don't understand Yiddish, or it's given at a level that's beyond your understanding. But let's say you go to a daf and you're bored stiff. And the topic, it's not your topic. You're not interested. It's all about Yibam. You're not interested. So what he's saying is that the Yetzer Hara is going to convince you and say, you know what? You tried. This is not for you. You'll come back the next Masechta. You know what? Go home. You'll hang out. You'll spend time with your family. You'll come up with every excuse. Now, the truth is that even though in the moment you say, I was happier at home watching Netflix, so let me go back home and watch Netflix, that's not really going to give you Simchas HaChaim. It might give you temporary Simchas HaChaim, but in the long run, you're going to be depressed because you're going to look around and say, I wasted an opportunity. I missed another Masechta. And what did I get? Okay, so for an hour, I felt good. Maybe the show was dumb. Maybe it wasn't dumb. But still, looking back, you're not going to feel proud about your accomplishment. Nobody that I know of, it feels accomplished that they finished an entire category in Netflix. I've never met anybody that feels accomplished. It's not a sense of accomplishment. You feel a sense of accomplishment when you learn. The harder it is, if you push through that initial pushback, that boredom, that sense of, I don't belong here, I don't want to be here, eventually it becomes sweet and pleasant. So the Yetzer Hara is telling you right now, you'll be happier elsewhere. Yeah, temporarily you'll be happier elsewhere, but in the long run, you'll be happier if you stay where you are. He says, "V'yele chalech v'gadel, you'll grow increasingly greater. Halech v'nasoya b'darchi ayihidus, v'aprishus v'chasidus, going on the proper path. Hadavar amar sheskula satar levaris ruach atoma, as it says, the powers of Torah will destroy evil. V'al kenen, therefore, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, halavai oisi ozvu v'tayrosi shemaru, that the famous Maimer Chazal, that God says, if only they would abandon me, but they would keep the Torah. Why? Because Sheha'ar Sheba Machzir L'Mutav, because at the end of the day, if you keep the Torah, it'll bring you back to connecting to Hashem. And someone who goes to wise people to learn from them, he will become wise himself, and he will learn the proper path in life, in order that a person should live and have Chayi Olam Haba. So very important lesson here to recognize the tachbulos, the plots of the Yetzer Hara, because when you recognize it, so then once you sort of diagnose the issue, you could understand and you could say, listen, right now I'm bored. Right now I don't want to be here. And yeah, I could push through and I'm hating it. I'm hating every second that I'm here. But recognize two things. Number one, you think you're going to be happier elsewhere, but you won't. And number two, it's only temporary. Eventually, you're going to come and learn to enjoy it, but you have to push through that initial resistance that you're feeling is because the Yetzer Hara realizes you're onto something. And the harder it is and the more bored you get. Now, again, okay, you have to pick a shir and a topic that appeals to you. You know, if halacha is not your thing, learn daf. If daf's not your thing, learn nach. You literally can learn anything you want. You open up the OU app, there's literally a shir on anything you want. You want parsha, you want halacha, you want medrash, anything you want. There's no excuse. There's podcasts on everything. But the point is you gotta pick up your phone, you gotta pick up your computer, and you gotta actually push play. And after 10 minutes, when you say I'm bored, instead of picking another shir, you say, you know what, this is not for me. So that's the Yetzer Hara, and you have to recognize that, and you have to try to push through, because ultimately that will be the way to get some Simchas HaChaim and life in the next world.